Marvin Cremer, geographer and circumnavigator, died on August 12th, aged 104.
When Francis Drake rounded the globe in 1577 to 80, he took an astrolabe, compass and cross staff with him, as Ferdinand Magellan, the first known circumnavigator, started out in 1519. He had at least an astrolabe and compass. But when Marvin Cremer set sail from Cape May, New Jersey, in 1982, into thick overcast and a howling gale, on a voyage of 30,000 miles, requiring nearly a year at sea, he carried, to his delight, no instruments at all. Well, to be quite accurate, there were a few. He had an hourglass, the only timekeeper, to mark the watches of his small crew. Down in the bilge, in a duffel bag, were a radio, sextant, compass and clock, in case of emergency. His wife Blanche, with whom he had months of lively discussions about this voyage, she dead against him sailing off, he at 66 desperate to go, had insisted on this. But he had had it sealed by the Navy, intending never to get those toys out, and never did. Lastly, there was a transmitter somewhere on the Globe Star to give the little cutter-rigged sloop's position regularly to the Coast Guard. But it did not tell him where he was, and that was vital. He was going by the stars. The ancient sailors he so admired, the Vikings and Chinese traders, as well as more modern Polynesians, had gone the same way. None of them, as far as was known, had circled the globe, but it seemed to him that they might have made predictable landfalls, setting a course and then returning again. He meant to prove, and never had much doubt, 5% perhaps, that they could also have got further. Endurance or fame were not the point of this endeavour, which even he admitted looked insane. It was the intellectual challenge of finding out how the ancients might have done it.